It's 25 and a half minutes after 7. This is the Tuesday evening edition of Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums. With me from time to time tonight, Antoinette Grajeda and Christina Thomas. Last week, I had a conversation with the writer Leonard Molyneux. His previous best-selling book was The Drunkard's Walk. His latest is titled Subliminal: How Your Unconscious Mind Rules Your Behavior. In a couple of weeks on Ozarks, a longer conversation with him. But I wanted to let you hear part of our conversation. Toward the tail end of our discussion, I asked him about public radio and something you're probably very familiar with right now, public radio fundraisers. We're a public radio station, and as you probably know, public radio stations every couple times a year engage in fundraisers, on-air fundraisers. Is there research that public radio could conduct, you know, make that listener give or give a bit more?
Oh, there certainly is, and there's a whole field called neuromarketing now that's arisen in the last just 10 years, which is taking what neuroscientists are learning about your unconscious and applying it to advertising and marketing and sales of all sorts. How to phrase things, how to make things look, different ways that you make your pitch can have a huge difference on what people do. There's a very interesting study, for instance, about public signage, where we're trying to stop someone from doing something like littering. And they've actually done experiments in the national parks. If you put a sign up that says, don't litter, 25 tons of litter come on this forest every year that we have to clean up. That sounds like you're making a good argument not to litter. But people will actually litter more than if you just say, don't litter, or don't litter, it's bad for the environment, or something else. But the fact that the first sign that I mentioned says that other people do it is an unconscious cue that it's actually okay to do. And that apparently overrides the explanatory power of saying that as a reason not to do it. So when they put up signs that varied, some of them said everyone does it and it makes a big burden on society, versus putting up other messages that don't say that everyone did it, they found that the signs that say everyone does it are far less effective.
So
this field of neuromarketing gives people who are trying to sell many, many tips, for better or for worse, about how to convince us of things.
So when sometimes at some public radio stations they say, you've got to give because X percentage of our listenership doesn't give, that may actually...
That's bad. That's right. A public radio station says, oh, poor us. You're all out there listening, and 95% of you don't support the station. That's really saying, it's ironic, but it's really saying it's okay not to support the station. The social norm is don't support the station. And social norms are very important to people, whether you realize it or not, on an unconscious level. So that is a bad message.
So just say, if you like what you hear, give? Does that work?
If you like what you hear, give. I suppose making people feel guilty, like don't listen and not pay. Would you take the New York Times or any other newspaper from a vendor without paying, you'd probably feel bad about that. If he was looking away, would you grab one and walk away if you could get away with it? You probably wouldn't. You'd feel bad. Well, if you're listening to us and we're important to you, then please support us and help us bring you this, because it's the right thing to do, and because if you don't, we won't be here tomorrow. That's a good message. But to say, don't be like everyone else and not support us, that doesn't work. That's really saying to someone, hey, it's not so bad not to support us. Look at everyone else. They don't do it either.
And here we are still. We've been able to survive without that.
Exactly. And I'm telling you, there's very interesting studies of where they did that with signage, and it makes a huge difference. So, that's pretty well established.
The name of the book is Subliminal: How Your Unconscious Mind Rules Your Behavior. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you. It's been fun, and I hope your listeners support you.
Thank you. The writer Leonard Molyneux, the book is Subliminal: How Your Unconscious Mind Rules Your Behavior. We were talking about how you convince people to do something, and we will have a longer conversation about the subconscious mind with Leonard Molyneux in a couple of weeks on Ozarks at Large.